with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So the Natural Products Insider, they're kind of a group. They produce a magazine. They have a really good website. I've actually done some articles for them. That's the Natural Products Insider. They're the industry watchdog, if you will. They do some conferences. They keep track of trends, and just an all around great group. They've come up with four trends of 2014 that they think are going to be really important moving forward in the supplement industry. You can find the details about this at naturalproductsinsider.com/blogs. And just when you get there, search for trends 2014, it'll pop up. And so I'm going to cover each one of these and just kind of give my take on it. What I liked about it when I saw this blog and I started reading it, I was like, hey, they're right on. I like this. I agree with all this. So I want to talk about these four and how I think it applies to me as a doctor, and then even just you guys, my listeners, people using these products on a daily basis. So the first trend that they said is really important is integrative medicine is the key to the future of public health. Yes, yes, yes. Love it. So what is integrative medicine? Well, it's a form of medicine where you use pretty much anything. Any view, any modality, any type of chemical, whether it's natural or prescriptive, you use whatever it is to best help that particular person you're focused on. That's integrative medicine. You're integrating everything. It's East meets West, if you will. You know, so let me tell you my story. The reason this grabbed my attention, because my story, I was in Dallas, Texas, right? I came from a very traditional medical school, great, great medical school, University of Texas, Southwestern Medical Center, one of the top research schools in the country, always ranks like in the top 20. Great place to learn. I did all my training at Parkland Hospital, which is where JFK went many, many years ago. There's even a surgical room where he went to that's still there. It's kind of like a museum. Just a wonderful place to train, but it was very traditional. We call it allopathic, right? I was learning diseases, how to recognize those diseases, and how to treat them, pretty much with chemical prescriptions. That was about it. Very little nutrition, right? So coming out of medical school, going into residency, practicing in Dallas, I was not an integrative doctor. I didn't know how to integrate anything. I just knew how to recognize disease and treat it, usually with a prescription pad. And I knew that just it wasn't working. Something was missing, you know. And then it really hit me when my own patients were coming in and asking about how much vitamin D should I take? Can I increase vitamin C to this many milligrams? Or should I be getting flax versus fish and all this? I just had no idea how to answer. I had no idea what they were talking about. So I left Dallas and came to Florida where Life Extension is at. And Life Extension has a health advisory department. And so I joined the health advisory department as one of the physician health advisors. I answered phone calls for a full year. I was kind of putting myself through my own nutritional fellowship. And I was answering phone calls from all over the world. And in that process, I was reading, I was learning. I was learning about nutrition. I was learning about, you know, the macronutrients, fat, sugar, you know, protein. I was learning about the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the plant-based antioxidants, the omega oils, all that. It was just an amazing year. And I was going to go back to Dallas, by the way, and practice this type of medicine where I'm integrating all these different forms. Well, I never left Life Extension. I'm the senior scientist there now, or I should say here now, and I love what I do. I get to do the radio show. It's so much fun. So I agree with this first trend. We need more doctors, medical doctors, naturopathic doctors, doctors of osteopathic medicine, DOs, chiropractors. We need more, Chinese medicine specialists. We need more doctors who are trained in all of this stuff. We're all individuals. We all require different things. Sometimes you need surgery. Sometimes you need that antibiotic. Most of the time you don't. That's what I'm learning. But so I'm excited that the first trend that the Natural Products Insider Group looked at was integrative medicine. It really is key. Now, I don't know how we get there, right? So naturopathic doctors need to get more traditional training, and obviously the medical doctors need to get more of the natural medicine training. I mean, we need to figure out a way to do this. But yes, integrative medicine is the key to a healthier human race in the future, without a doubt. That was number one. Number two, clinical trials on natural products need to increase. So just like with the first trend, I'm going to say with this trend, yes, yes, yes. We need more good human clinical trials. I mean, yes, laboratory studies where we're looking like at petri dishes, cell culture studies, stuff like that. I mean, that's all good. We can use that kind of information. But at some point, we need to take antioxidants. We need to take the omegas. We need to take CoQ10 and multivitamins, and we need to do more and more and more human studies and larger human studies, not just 10 people, which you might call like a pilot study or something. We need larger human clinical trials. I admit, man, that's easy to say. I'll be the first one to. It's so easy to say we need more human clinical trials. I mean, they're out there, by the way. There are human clinical trials in just about all of those categories I just mentioned. And there's enough clinical trials out there to start making some decisions in the clinical setting and start using this stuff. Without a doubt, yes, we need to start doing that. But we need to be able to start drawing real definite conclusions on some of these nutrients. And that's going to take longer studies with more humans. Not just rats, but more humans. So, this is easy. It's easy for me to say that. It's so easy for me to say, gosh, we need more human clinical trials. So why can't we? What's the limitation? Cha-ching. Did you understand? Cha-ching. Money, money, money. Right? What's that song? Money. I won't sing. I have a terrible voice. No, we need, you know how much it costs just to recruit people for a clinical trial? I mean, just the recruit. I mean, let's say you decide that you're going to test, you know, CoQ10 versus, you know, a placebo to see about energy levels, whatever. You need 200 people to really get a good statistical analysis. And, you know, just to get 200 people, you're going to spend millions of dollars just to recruit that. So it does cost a lot of money. And we have to figure out ways to organize ourselves, allow people to donate money so that as people who really are into this. And we spend in the supplement and nutritional industry around $30 billion. So people are spending the money. We need to use some of that. We need to allocate some of that and funnel it over to the researchers so we can do clinical trials. That was number two. Number three, quality is better. Supplement quality is better, but it needs improvements. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so here's what's happened. So all supplements have to be produced with what's called good manufacturing practices, GMP. And GMP inspection violations have decreased significantly year after year after year for many years now. So that's always good. But we do got to get better at product specifications, meaning label issues. What's really in there? What's the real dose? We need to improve there. And number four, innovation has to continue. We have to continue to innovate. I would personally like to see more information, more research, more products in spices and in protein supplements. And I would like to see us do more research using all forms of nutrients, human clinical trials, in nerve disorders, diabetes, and cancer. I think so. Innovation has to remain at the forefront of our minds in this industry. Check that out at naturalproductsinsider.com/blogs. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.